Now, yesterday we were mentioning on the programme about the Uplift campaign and the petition, which has now got 11,428 signatures for the state to buy the Connor Pass, rewild it and make it a national park. But there are those who are not happy with this idea. One of those is Deputy Danny Healy-Ray, Independent Deputy for Kerry. Danny, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning to all your listeners.
Now, it's in private lands, 1,400 acres, some of it forestry, a lot of it has sheep all over it. It's a special area of conservation kind of already. You're saying you don't think it's a good idea for the state to get involved and spend taxpayers' money buying it and preserving it. Why?
No, Jerry. Well, first of all, you are aware, of course, that we have 27,000 acres. 27,000 acres, imagine, of land. A national park in Killarney, which we're all very proud of. But I have to say that the state leave a lot to be desired by the way they manage it, they put in the resources, they put in the enough staff there. I mean, look at what's happening. The whole thing has gone wild and dangerous now, where the place is overrun with deer coming onto our roadways, maiming people, killing people, breaking their cars. And then the rhododendron, they don't seem to be able to control it. And then we have a scenario where they won't put in fire belts to control the fires that do happen, one way or another, whether it is by accident or whether it is by design. It gave 3 days burning there the last year. It was one of the things that I called for, that they put in fire belts to control a fire so that it could only go so far. And then now we have a scenario where there's rumours that the state have land bought in Kilgarvan and they're supposed to have it bought in Beaufort. These are rumours, Jerry. We won't know until the land is registered in whosoever name the purchaser is. But I believe there's a place called Scop. And I believe that farmers have been vilified for long enough, and farmers have done way more for land and for the environment than some of the so-called environmentalists that were shouting for to protect the environment. Farmers have and have always taken care of their land, and their main aim is, while they have it for the term they have it, they want to pass it on in the same condition or in better condition to hand it down to their son or daughter coming after them, and they never done anything wrong to the land. But here we have someone yesterday saying that what good were a few miserly sheep on the Connor Pass. Well, I say that someone would like to dig their teeth into a leg of lamb from one of these sheep. And maybe some people don't like to eat meat. That's fine. That's their choice. But there are a whole lot of other people that do and depend on it. And what are we going to do? Import it from Australia or New Zealand or from Brazil or Argentina? Because people, one way or another, people, if they want to stay alive, they will have to eat food and they will have to have food. And farmers at the present time are under fierce pressure in many ways. Land, the nitrates derogation, if they have to stand still, they need to be able to purchase land, extra land for to maintain the same amount of cows that they had or cattle. And when the state, how can they compete with the state with taxpayers' money? This is totally wrong. I just give you one thing, Jerry, that many politicians have been looking for here in Kerry for the last number of months, and we've asked I have asked the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach to put pay for private contractors to help carry out the much needed driver's test. It's not fair that a young fella that applied last January for a driver's test
That's fair enough. That's a separate issue. You're talking, though, about this. You're saying that we have enough. Your point is we have enough national park in the country. Is that what you're saying? We don't need to spend any more money buying more tracts of land.
Well, in Kerry, anyway, as I see it. And let the other people in the other counties deal with their own scenario. I mean, we're wonderful things here. The Blasket, the Skellig Meal, and all those things. We've enough of that. And what will happen here after 4 or 5 years, if she'll live for a while, someone, somehow, or one way or another, the place will go up in a blaze and there'll be a big hullabaloo.
But sure, Danny, places that are privately owned regularly go up in a blaze every year.
Well, they do, but I
what's the difference if it's national park or not? The fires happen anyway.
That is being controlled in a great manner now by private landowners, because they know that they have to have fire belts in place to control it for forestry and
so Danny, you're dead set against the idea of Connor Pass. You're saying you're dead set against the state because it's the stated aim of the government to buy more land. They, last May, they announced 70 hectares of land at Derry Cunahy, a site completely surrounded by the national park, has been purchased. You're saying now you're hearing there's land in Kilgarvan as well as land in the Black Valley, that you've heard a rumour that that's also being bought.
I've heard that, Jory. And like, it's not fair that farmers have to compete with the state for to purchase land for to like you say going themselves. I mean, it's absolutely scandalous. I mean, going back in time, and people weren't in favour of them, some people, but they did a lot of good work. The Land Commission, where the state bought land and divided it amongst farmers that were struggling in small landholdings.
Well,
and I believe
let me ask you this, Danny. You would be, and what would you say to those who are making the argument that, like, Ireland is 23rd on the table of European countries for the amount of land it has put aside for national parks? There's more we could be doing it. We're in an environmental and ecological disaster at the moment. The figures are all showing one thing. It's a reduction in our species and our wildlife, and we need to put aside more land to try and help reverse at least some of that, and this would be a step in that direction. You're saying no to all of that.
I look, Jerry, I have nothing against our wild species or anything like that, but in relation to the deer, in the Killarney National Park, where they emanated from, and they're all over the country now. There's no control in the world. They're damaging. It has been proven they're actually damaging our ecological system, and they're damaging the oak trees. And there's no regard given for that. And I believe it will be the same way if the state buys this. To no bother for them buy it with taxpayers' money, and people drink down to the ground with the cost of excise duty and VAT and diesel.
You're fearing they won't manage it properly when they have it bought?
No, because we've been calling for years now for extra staff in the National Park in Killarney. And what do we get? Just the bare minimum, and maybe then a few part-time as well, but we need a lot more for to control it properly and to make it to the standard that it should
that
be.
That should be.
And bring
okay.
it up to the standard
all right.
that it should
we're all out of time at Deputy Healy. We'll have to leave it there. That's Danny Healy, four square, full square against the idea of buying the Connor Pass for €10 million, or maybe significantly less, depending on what the price that would be paid, if it was to be paid by the state. If you have a view on what he says on that, get in touch with us on the show on 0667 123 666. More on the way.